This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning again. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers listening this morning. For more information on the show, reach out to us on social media at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook and then on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. We continue this morning with certified life coach Tiffany Knox. She's here this morning to talk about how to reconnect with your mother if you have estrangement on this Mother's Day. It's our pleasure to welcome Tiffany Knox to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rodney.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
All right. And I understand you are the mother of three. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Three beautiful ones.
Now, let's talk about this before we get started. You are the founder of Tiffany Inspiration. Tell us about some of the services you provide under that umbrella.
Oh, that is my baby. I birthed Tiffany Inspiration and Motivational Services. So basically, we inspire and we motivate, you know, just humanity. And there's services that we have. So one of my favorite is Let's Get Fit. We inspire you to get fit mentally, physically, and spiritually. So on my Facebook page, which is Life Coach and Author TK, there is a group there. And basically, we're just, you know, trying to get you fit. I also have services. I'm a Zumba coach, kids and adult. So we work to get you nice and healthy with that. So that's a service we offer. I'm a life coach, so I offer those services to people, especially that are grieving loss. One of the big ones could be you can grieve the loss of your mother or, you know, a parent. So that's a service that we offer. And also, my biggest one is the Tiffany book series. So I offer a lot of services. Go on that website, though, at ttims.net, and you'll see all the services we offer.
Now, today is Mother's Day, a day we celebrate and honor mothers. But for some people, that can be a difficult time if they don't have a relationship with their mom. And for you, you say this is very personal for you. It's something that you know something about. Is that right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I grew up in foster homes. So my dad was able to get me out. And so I grew up with my father, and my mom was schizophrenic. So I didn't have a relationship with her. And that was hard. And it actually had a big impact on me as I raised, you know, my children and as I'm raising them now. So it's definitely hard when you don't have that impact.
Okay.
To have a relationship with your parents.
Now, as a life coach, what are some problems that you find that many people have that comes in between the relationship people have with their parents?
There's so many different things that come up. One of the things that came up for me is the way that I was raised and not wanting to raise my children up in the same structure as my father. And as you know, not having that relationship with my mother, because my kids are adopted. So now I had one child, and you'll learn about as you read the Tiffany book series, if you get it, but that passed away when he was 15, but I adopted three kids. So not being able to have that relationship growing up with my mother, I allow the kids that I have, only one that don't have a relationship with their mother because she doesn't want to have that relationship, but to have that relationship with the mother. And so that is very,
with the birth
very,
mother.
With the birth mother.
Okay. Now, beyond that, for people that have other estrangements from their mothers, is Mother's Day, is this a good time to kind of bridge the gap or to maybe start the first step?
So is Mother's Day the first to bridge the gap with not having a relationship with your parent, your mother, right?
Correct.
If you had an estranged relationship, whether you were adopted and then having that relationship with them and you're trying to search for them, or you just disconnected due to lack of communication, you're far away, COVID has, you know, brought barriers where you can't get to them. There's all kinds of stuff that stops us from having that relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, Mother's Day is a great day to reach out and have that connection because it's a special day.
Okay. And so what advice would you offer to those that would like to reach out?
What I'd say is make sure that you know what motive you have before you reach out. Mm-hmm. And because your intentions is everything. So ask yourself, why am I reaching out to this person? Is it to have a better relationship with them? Is it to figure out why, you know, something didn't happen? Or is it because I haven't forgiven them for a certain reason? But you have to ask yourself, what is the motive, you know, before you reach out to your mother? And you also have to think, if you reach out to that person, how their reaction is going to be, and are you able to accept that reaction? So there are certain steps. So we want to have build that relationship sometimes, you know, but we have to ask ourselves those different questions. Like, what is my motive? Do I have good intentions?
Now, almost along the same lines, do you think you have to be ready for the healing because for things to truly work out? Because sometimes you're just not ready. You're not at that stage.
Right. That, you know, we all want the best for our lives. And our intentions are good, and we, especially when it comes to mothers who don't want their mother in their life, who don't want their biological mother in their life. We have, you know, the mothers that have raised us, which is great, and we have, you know, our biological parents, but we have to be open to that. We have to make sure that we're healed deep down inside of us, and we have to be able to accept what comes along with that. And sometimes, you know, we have that fantasy of that person and how they are, and sometimes that's not the truth. So we have to be able to accept what comes along. If I reach out to that person because, you know, I have good intentions, I want, you know, my mother, for example, I'm going to use myself. My mother is schizophrenic. There was a time that I reached out to her when I was 22. My dad was like, go ahead. You think you can handle her? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going. So I go to visit my mom. Well, I wasn't able to handle what I've seen, you know, and I wasn't ready for it. So we have to be able to accept whatever comes our way when we're reaching out to that. And sometimes it's love and embracing that love. And sometimes it's the opposite of that. So Mother Day is a great time to get the healing, though.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers listening this morning. This morning, we're speaking to Tiffany Knox. She is a certified life coach. She's here this morning to talk about how to reconnect with your mother on Mother's Day, if that's at all possible. Now, what are some ways to rebuild and repair a damaged relationship? And what might that look like? Do we call? Do we send a letter? Do we send flowers? What's a good starting point to rebuild?
I'd say you have to start within yourself first. You know, make sure that you are healed. You know, it's an ongoing process, though. Things continue to come up. So it's not going to, you know, be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not going to deal with this issue again. I have three steps that I always tell people when they're going through something. And this can help for Mother's Day, too. You know, I'm going to tell you those briefly real quick. You know, acknowledge how you're feeling. You know, it's Mother's Day. You know, whether you've lost your mother, whether you've been disconnected from them, or you have a great mother, and, you know, acknowledge that, you know. Second is internalize your feelings. Internalize how you feel on this special day. This is a wonderful, special day. You know, I have, I had a son who passed away. He got hit by a car when he was 16. You'll find that in Tears of a Broken Heart. He passed away. And so Mother's Day is very hard for me dealing with that. Also, not having that relationship with my mother. So I have to internalize those feelings, you know, on the day and be able to reflect and be able to say, you know, can I accept? Can I, you know, can I change this? Can I not change that? And that's a great way to say, okay, if I can change it, let me reach out. Let me reach out to, you know, and see if I can build that relationship. If you can't, you just understand it, like the serenity prayer. And then number three, which is to go ahead and to release, you know, accept it, release that. So I said three steps, acknowledge, internalize, and release on the Mother's Day, the greatest day, one of my greatest days, you know, but one of my hardest days. And if you're a mother out there, you know, it could be, you know, a great day and a hard day. It's a great day because I have my own children. It's a hard day because I lost a child and I also don't have that relationship with my mother. And it's also a hard day because I have children that have mothers that don't get to connect with them on that day.
So if you're ready, it's okay to pick up the phone. Or if you're not ready, maybe it's time to just sit down and write a letter to mom. Maybe those will be healing.
Yeah, and I meant to address that one too. how do we kind of connect? Now, there's all types of ways. You can, depending on if you know the address, you can write and stuff. One of my greatest ways that helps me is that connection, that middle person that can relay the message. So, for instance, for our kids that are adopted or whatever, their adopted mom, that's that middle person. Or for someone that don't have a great relationship with their mother, but they have a brother or sister that does have a great relationship, that's that middle person. You know, relaying that message, you know, something in the ear before Mother's Day. Man, I miss mom. Man, I love mom. That is going to get back to mom. Something on Facebook. You know, that's going to get back to them. So that middle person or something that'll put that in the atmosphere for mom. And then once you get the okay, because sometimes people aren't acceptable to it yet, it might be hard for them. They might not be ready. So we just want to make sure that the other person is ready, you know, to accept what you have. See through that middle person or through the middle thing, whether it's social media or whether it's a letter sent to mom, if they're okay, if they respond back to you.
All right. And finally this morning, how can we find joy? You talked about your situations and some things can be painful for those this Mother's Day. But how can you find somehow, some way, how can you find joy?
Joy is all around us.
Right.
You know, just being able to wake up in the morning and just to breathe and be able to see. You find joy by just reflecting on your life and all the good things and gratitude. Gratitude is so important, you know, when it comes to joy, because if you can be grateful for the little things, the universe will give you more things, you know. So joy is within us. You just have to be able to pull that out in the midst of different things that you're going through. And it's difficult, but you can do it. As long as you're being grateful and taking one day at a time, that joy will come to you.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. You talked about your book a bit. The title of the book is Tears of a Broken Heart. If our listeners would like to find out more about the book, if they would like to find out more about you, Tiffany, how can they do so?
Oh, you can go to my website, which is ttims.net, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Life Coach and Author TK, and you can find all kinds of great information on there, and also reach out if you just need any type of help to get through. And again, Mother's Day is an awesome day to just experience love. If you don't have a mother, there are people around you that can show you that love too. And we, you know, mother, if you don't have a mother, hey, fathers are mothers too. You know, we all connect in a way. I had a father, so he was my mother and father.
All right. All right. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us. And again, happy Mother's Day to you.
All right, Rodney.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've been speaking to certified life coach Tiffany Knox. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this. More to come. Stay with us. Happy Mother's Day.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.